Well, Jim, this morning here we have Jonathan with us, who's the clothing coordinator for the Haven Arrest Ministries. And Jonathan, welcome to the radio broadcast.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Jonathan, before we get too much into it, there was a time there where you had interim on the back of clothing coordinator. That time is done. You are a full-fledged clothing coordinator. Talk a little bit just real quickly before we get into the rest of this. How's it going over in the clothing department?
That's been a really blessing to take over because my faith has been stretched ever since this process has begun. And I've just seen God really use everyone in my department, just with the guests, the volunteers, the clients, everyone, just have a real impact. When I started here, I didn't really know how I would be used in the clothing department. Because I was trying to originally get into men's division, and God has just showed me that He can use us in the clothing department to help many of our guests. And so it's been a really good honor.
Well, you know, Jim and Jonathan, that we know clothing department has a lot going on over there. So just kind of briefly, if you can, Jonathan, talk about what is the clothing department? What kind of ministry does it do?
So what we do is clothing comes in, and our goal is to help the homeless, provide clothing to as many people as we can. And we also help with household orders for people that are just starting to have a home and they need items that they can't purchase. So we help with that. So the kinds of stuff in a household order would be lamps, bedding, towels, sheets, microwaves, TVs, that kind of stuff we start them with.
Yeah, like flat screen TVs?
Flat screen TVs, yes.
So we have had discussions over the years about clothing. Some of our listeners might be familiar, but some, this might be their first time really hearing about this part of the ministry, because they might think about food and shelter, and clothing is a major part of what we do. And we mentioned those that have no place to go that come to us, but we also have a reach beyond that. There's some other ways that people receive clothing. I think of maybe some partnering agencies that come that we're able to work with as well. So there's a big reach to the clothing department, and a lot of ministry happens. So it's more than just giving somebody some clothing. Talk a little bit about the opportunities you have in your department and how it fits into the big picture of the mission.
Yeah, so we have many opportunities to minister. We have agencies, like Jim was saying, that come in to get their clients' clothing, and the clients come in themselves and get clothing. So we pray with people. We pray with our donors that come in that, you know, may have lost a loved one or something, or just going through a dark time in their lives. Mm-hmm. And we're able to just share words of encouragement with them and prayer, because prayer is powerful and it's effective if we use it. So that's what we do.
Well, you know, Jonathan, as we look at your department, you guys open 6 days a week. Saturday is more of a day to kind of catch up on things,
yes.
Kind of sorting through clothes. I mean, you guys do it all week, hanging things up. Mm-hmm. So Monday through Friday is when a lot of our guests or people come into shop. Is that
yes.
correct? And talk
yes.
a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Monday through Friday is the days that the clothing store is open. It's open from 9 to 3. So all the agencies and people that attend a chapel service over across the street can get clothing. So,
and we live in such a generous community, Reverend mm-hmm. Kaiser. Folks give clothing, and it's not, it's really nice stuff, you know, and we're able to in turn give generously to those who come through our doors. And it's just a huge blessing that we can do that. You know, some of our listeners might, Jonathan, might have never been to Haven of Rest to see it. And what are the type of, like, what's it like when someone comes in? How's the setup, and what's the cost for somebody who wants to get clothes?
So we do not sell anything. We give everything away for free. We just want to help the community. Like I said, the cost of living has gone up significantly. So when a family comes in, and I think one time I saw over 14 people on one family that needed to get clothing, and she was like, I don't know what I would do without this place. And just what a blessing that is to be able to help people like that. So, yeah, so we give away everything for free.
You know, Jonathan, just thinking about 9 to 3, and I know you guys get in even earlier than that. You know, I've been over there and gone through many times. There's a lot of ministry that goes on over there. Yes, you're giving out clothing. You have moms in there. You have single ladies. You have men. All kinds of scenarios happening. You have the children in there. And there's also other things that go on over there as well. There's times you guys are praying with people. We're also giving out bags of food.
Yes.
Kind of talk a little bit about, you know, we've talked a little bit about the ministry. It's mm-hmm. funny you said at the very beginning you wanted to be in the men's division.
Yes.
But I know there is just enormous amounts of ministry opportunity mm-hmm. as you get to pray with the people that come in.
Yes. So the food bags we started over about a year or two ago, and they're brown bags full of canned foods, mac and cheese, personal care items, just stuff to help people out. And depending on how many people are in their family, we give them a couple, and it really helps them. 'Cause imagine going to a store now, what that stuff costs, and they don't pay anything for it. So that's our big goal, is just helping them.
And, mm-hmm. and Reverend Kaiser, we're in a unique space here at Haven of Rest that because we work on faith and voluntary contributions, Christ can still be at the forefront of what we're doing. So we don't have to hold back that we're doing this in Jesus' name, and that we can pray with folks, and that we can, there's no restrictions on our ability to do that, which is really a blessing. Mm-hmm. And your department gets to show that. And Jonathan, I see that, you know, when someone walks into the clothing room, they're not coming into a space that's kind of disheveled and, you know, stuff tossed everywhere they have to rummage through. Talk a little about, like, what's it set up like?
Yeah, so over the last few months, I've worked with my team just to create a very welcoming environment, just very organized, and like when I'm not there, people would know where stuff is. So you put the clothes on the conveyor belt, and then in the back area, there's a bin of clothing. There's a bin for other missions that we help out as well. There's a giveaway cart that will eventually make its way out to Justin for people to have. Mm-hmm. And then there's a linen cart that we put all the towels and blankets and bedding and stuff into. Then underneath our table, we have glasses, the eyeglass pouches, and then we got personal care items underneath the table. So everything has its place. And then at our tables where people are sorting, we have bins labeled underneath the tables of like socks, underwear, hats, just anything. And it's all labeled for men, women, and children. It's all separated from boys and girls. So it's just very easy to know where things go.
So when it goes out and the person walks in, it's like walking into a store.
Yes.
Everything's on racks. Everything's divided by size.
Yes.
It's got its own section, but they're not paying for it, which is
correct.
The real blessing in the whole thing.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You said something. You said welcoming.
Yes.
And, Jim, we just a couple of years ago replaced the flooring in the area where a lot of the guests come in and they'll be able to get their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jim, we also have another project going on over at the donation center. And yes, it's very welcoming, but we're also going to do something to the front end of where people drop off the donation. And one of the what we're doing is we're going to renovate the entrance of people coming in to drop off their clothing. It's going to be very welcoming. And Jim, that was made possible by very generous donors that supported this project. And hopefully, I'm hoping we will get that project started here sometime shortly here in the near future. What do you think about that?
I just think it's so great. Like when I heard about it, I just thought, like, just this is the first thing that people see when they come. And with the doors already not working as it's hard for people to come in the doors when they're not opening properly. So We just wanted to create a very welcoming space for our donors and staff that come through. And I think it's going to be really awesome.
Reverend Kaiser, you think about it. How many folks, like Jonathan said, their first experience with Haven of Rest is bringing in a donation to the drop-off center. Mm-hmm. And we really value, we can't say enough how much we appreciate that people give. They play an integral role in everything else that happens after that gift goes out. So whether it's somebody giving their heart to the Lord in the chapel service, or somebody receiving those clothes, maybe that means they have a winter coat, or that means, you know, they have the clothing for their kids for school. And so this space is exciting because we want this to be a space where when someone comes in to give that donation, they see their part in the process, and it's a smooth transition from them out to the guest who's mm-hmm. going to receive it. So Jonathan, as we kind of continue walking through your department in the different areas, you know, there's some other areas of ministry we haven't highlighted yet. You have a lot of volunteers yes. in your space. Some mm-hmm. of them are regular, and some of them might be people who are doing community service or different things. And so there's an opportunity for volunteers to help sort, and maybe mm-hmm. you can talk a little bit about that. But then there's also ministry to the volunteers.
Yes. So our volunteers come in, and we have a lot of faithful volunteers that come in weekly and give their time to serve the Lord and serve our guests. And every day we strive to have prayer time. And I think it's just a great way to minister. And also, it's a great ministry for community service people that are struggling, and they've done things to have to do hours, and what better way to have prayer time and show them that, you know, Christ loves them, we're here for them, to support them. The volunteers play a huge part in what we do as a ministry. We would not be able to go through the amount of clothes that we do without our guests, our volunteers. So I just think what they do is very helpful.
Well, you know, Jonathan, as we continue to talk here in regards to all the things that go on in the clothing department, we have four seasons throughout the year. You know, we got spring, we got summer, we got fall, and we have winter. And each one of those seasons bring different needs.
Yes.
So I want to talk a little bit here on the needs that you need right now. I mean, yes, there's clothing, but there are some things that are always in high demand.
Yes. So at the top of our needs list right now is undergarments. We get a lot around the holiday season, but we struggle to get some during the summertime. So we need undergarments for men, women, and children, mm-hmm. All sizes, and just whatever anyone can help is helpful. We also need household items to be able to provide people with household orders to start homes, starting out like flat screen TVs, bedding, towels, lamps with shades, light bulbs, microwaves, coffee pots, that kind of stuff.
And that's, I mean, you think about that, the blessing that that is to someone when they might come here with nothing, just the clothes on their back. Sometimes it's a garbage bag full of things. And they're able, as staff walks with them and the Lord does this transformative work, they're able to save money while they're here. They're yes. able to be clothed. Mm-hmm. And then we're able to bless them as they go to actually start them off in an apartment. You know, we take for granted, we might have spent a lifetime accumulating goods, and friends and family help us out along the way. And a lot of our guests have nothing.
Yes.
And so we get to be that friend and family to them that gives them that start when they move back out. So that might even be things like pots and pans and silverware too,
yes.
right? So Jonathan, we've kind of journeyed all the way through your department. And as we kind of wrap up our conversation, what's some of the ways that our listeners, as they've heard all these different things about your department, where would you really like our listeners to pray for your department going forward?
I would just like to pray for opportunities to continue to help our guests that come through. You know, the people that continue to shop and get clothing and stuff. Just ways to minister to them even more. You know, we have the prayer, we share scripture with them, but even further than that, and just finding ways to do that.
Well, you know, Jonathan, it's always a pleasure to have you on. the ministry that you do over in clothing. It's a big part of the ministry. It's one of many areas of ministry that we do. Clothing is very important. Household items. Yes. You know, we've had many times, Jim, people that are getting ready to move out, whether it's a lady and her children or a guy on the program, where we've helped out. And so we cannot thank you and your department enough in regards to what you guys do over there, all the work that's involved in that. And I know our listening audience will be praying for you as well. So thank you.